news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
November 13th, 2019, a date that will be remembered for the start of the public hearings in the Donald Trump impeachment inquiry. Two witnesses are scheduled to testify day one, William Taylor, the top diplomat in Ukraine, who was recruited by Mike Pompeo to replace the ousted Marie Yovanovitch, told lawmakers that Trump's pressure campaign had fundamentally undermined U.S. interests in the region. George Kent, Deputy Assistant Secretary in the European and Eurasian Bureau at the State Department, testified in his deposition that Trump's allies were conducting a shadow foreign policy that threatened U.S. interests and empowered Russia. He was particularly critical of Rudy Giuliani, Trump's personal lawyer, who orchestrated Yovanovitch's removal. That would be Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her post as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May after a campaign led by Giuliani to criticize her performance and alleged lack of support for the president's policies. Marie Yovanovitch will testify on Friday. And the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday afternoon announced eight more witnesses who'll testify over 3 days next week. House Republicans on Tuesday published an 18-page memo to guide its members in their defense of Donald Trump. The gist of their argument comes down to 4 points. One, the July 25th call summary, quote, shows no conditionality or evidence of pressure. Doesn't matter. The request itself was the crime. Two, Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Trump have both said there was no pressure on the call. What did you expect Zelensky to say? Yes, he pressured me? Yeah, I don't think so. Three, the Ukrainian government was not aware of the hold on U.S. assistance during the July 25th call. And four, the security assistance hold was lifted on September 11th. Once again, it just doesn't matter. The Republicans' argument is that Trump never explicitly tied funding to the investigations and that he didn't pressure Zelensky, even though he repeatedly brought up investigations. Again, none of that matters. The fact that Donald Trump attempted this extortion is the crime in and of itself. Now, while the nation is focused on the impeachment hearings on Wednesday, Donald Trump will be literally rolling out the red carpet for Turkish President Recep Erdogan's visit to the Oval Office. Despite being urged by both members of Congress and his staff to rescind the invitation, Trump will meet with Erdogan and the two will hold the obligatory afternoon joint press conference. Stay tuned. In yet another example of Donald Trump's attempts to obstruct justice, the New York Times on Tuesday reported that the president discussed dismissing the Intelligence Committee's Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, because Atkinson reported the whistleblower's complaint about Trump's interaction with Ukraine to Congress after concluding it was credible. In other words, he did his job. Also allegedly in Trump's crosshairs is acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who, according to reports, Trump has been threatening to fire for weeks. Well, Roger Stone's attorneys rested their case Tuesday afternoon without Stone taking the stand or his attorneys even calling one witness. Trump's former deputy campaign manager, Rick Gates, told jurors that Roger Stone gave Trump's campaign updates on WikiLeaks' plans for releasing emails stolen from Democrats, including Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign chairman. Gates said he overheard a phone call in which Stone appeared to alert Trump about the WikiLeaks material, contradicting Trump's written testimony to former special counsel Robert Mueller. Gates testified in Stone's criminal trial that the longtime Trump friend started providing information on WikiLeaks in April 2016, before the Democratic National Committee reported it had been hacked. Stone is accused of lying to Congress about serving as a middleman between WikiLeaks and the Trump campaign. It was a busy day at the Supreme Court on Tuesday, where a sharply divided court heard arguments concerning the Trump administration's repeal of DACA, the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The court's 5-4 conservative majority appeared to support Trump's bid to kill the program. Chief Justice John Roberts, who could be the deciding vote, signaled agreement with Trump's assertion that former President Obama's policy of shielding the so-called Dreamers from deportation was on shaky legal ground. The court appeared split along ideological lines. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said ending the seven-year-old DACA program would, quote, destroy lives. And in a blow to gun manufacturers, the Supreme Court said a lawsuit can move forward against an assault weapons maker. The suit was filed in Connecticut State Court by a survivor and relatives of nine victims of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut on December 14th, 2012. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, host of The Nicole Sandler Show. And yes, we will be covering the impeachment hearings for the duration. You can always download the podcast from NicoleSandler.com or, of course, listen as it airs at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network.